you've been playing the piano since you were a child and gave your first public performance at Steinway Hall in Boston when you were 10. Obviously, that takes a lot of dedication and time. And I'm wondering, did you find the time to engage in regular childhood activities, or were you always practicing?
Yeah, I did. I did try to have as normal of a life, like childhood, as I could. I think I was kind of just raised into a very kind of traditional, like classical music world, I guess, because my parents, they love classical music, and yeah, like my sister, who's older than me, she used to play the piano, so I was kind of always surrounded by music from an early age, so it kind of was natural almost for me to kind of jump into that world and start taking piano lessons. I love sports, so I remember as a kid I did like soccer and baseball, even a little bit of karate, which was fun, and whenever I had time, I'd try to play with the neighborhood kids, and we'd like have a scrimmage game of baseball and things like that. So yeah, I tried to balance it as much as I could.
As a virtuoso musician, you have to travel a lot. Does that ever get a bit tiring, or do you just eat it up?
Yeah, no, I think it depends. I mean, I guess now, because I've been like not performing for so long, I just love going out to travel again, and it's just so refreshing, and just being able to play music for a live audience is really something special and something that I really kind of appreciate more, even more now since the pandemic. I guess before the pandemic started, I was traveling like almost a crazy amount, and there were times when it got a lot, like, pretty tiring. I'd be, like, flying in and out of Europe, like, every few months or, like, even twice a month. And, it does get it can get a little bit tiring and extreme, but at the same time, I'm doing what I love, and I'm just really happy and thankful to be traveling so much.
As you travel, are you able to ever take the time to see any sights when you're in various cities?
It depends. I think if I'm doing a recital, then basically not, because I'll only be there for like a day and a half, and most of my time will be spent at the concert hall. But if I'm doing like a orchestral performance, for example, like when I was in Australia, I made sure I spent an entire week there, so I did have time to like walk around and see the sights and things like that. So it really depends based on where I'm going and how long I'm staying.
When you have some free time, what do you like to do for fun?
Like I said, I'm a really big sports fan. I follow a lot of different sports. I'm from Boston, so I support like the Red Sox, the Patriots, and the Celtics. And then I'm a big soccer fan, so I support Arsenal from the English Premier League. Beyond that, I also like reading. So like before I go to bed, I'll try to spend an hour or so to read like novels or catch up on books that I hadn't read in university. I also like taking photos and taking walks.
When you were in school, apart from your music courses, what was your favorite area of study and why?
So I majored in English literature, and when I went into like university during my bachelor's years, I didn't really know what I was going to major in. I was considering like French and French literature, but just because of attendance, I wasn't able to do it. And so like, I guess my second year I ran into the English department, and it was really kind of refreshing looking at art in through a different lens. But also like the layers of like overlapping that they have with music, and I think just like being able to study a different type of art, but like looking at a different lens, but through the same context and through the same like same kind of historical background, was really helpful for me to like look at music in a different light as well. And I feel like I grew a lot from my studies at English in English literature, and I felt like that really kind of influenced how I kind of develop as a musician. And I'd say probably English has been like my biggest or my most favorite like form of study outside of music.
The Rachmaninoff Rhapsody on a theme of Paganini is such a beautiful and dramatic piece of music that a lot of people love. What are your feelings about this piece?
Yeah, it's an incredible work. I think what's so unique about it is it's not composed in like the three-movement type that you'd normally hear in a concerto. It's actually just a set of variations. And I think what's so cool about this variation genre in a concerto kind of setting is that each variation is only set in like a very short amount of time. And each variation kind of covers an entirely different character or like a sound world. And you have such a variety of different characters that are kind of living within the piece, yet each one kind of moves seamlessly on to the next. And when played well, it sounds really cohesive and it's so thrilling, but it kind of covers such a wide range of feeling and emotion. Also, Rachmaninoff uses so many different styles. You have like references to like the Baroque period, very romantic, almost schmaltzy kind of melodies, which are just really gorgeous and sublime. And then you have like some jazz references, and just so like this kind of like combination of different styles and characters within such a short period of time, I think it's really kind of refreshing and really kind of entertaining for the audience and for me to play. So.
Well, thanks, George, and good luck with the concerts this weekend.
Thank you. Thanks so much.